the parsha talks, as opposed to last week, it talks about the binyan of the Mishkan, focuses much more on the big day kahuna. And here, the Torah goes out of its way to say, Vasisa big day kodesh la'aron achicha, l'chavod ol tifaret. That part of the Kohen Gadol, we always think Kohen Gadol, we think Kodesh Kadoshim, we think Holy of Holies, and we think the Gadim, many of us think that that's so mundane. The Torah goes out of its way to say that no, that it's important when you're a Kohen Gadol to use the language of. So the question is, what's this double language? Of L'chavod and L'tifaret. Okay? So for example, the Ibn Ezra says, Shit paru bahem, that he should be mitpa'er in these clothes. That he should glorify himself in these clothes. Ki ein echad Mi'Yisrael she'obash ke'ilah. It's unique. It stands out. Now, the Sforno here has a beautiful, beautiful interpretation of this double language of kavod and tifaret. The Sforno says, which kavod is it? And I think this answers the major question which I asked. Which is, I thought, do we care about clothes? Come on. Do I really care about, I care about how much your Shemona Esrei is, and I care about your Midot. Do I really care about your clothes? Say, answers the Sforno, there's the Chavod and there's the Tifaret. The Chavod, according to the Sforno, is whose Kavod? It's the Kavod of Hashem. It's a beautiful interpretation. It's the chvod ha'el yitbarach biotam big de kodesh lavodato. It's not your own cover, but it's the cover of Hashem. And who's the tiferet for? The tiferet is, says the Sforno, she ekoin moran noran posmigav, that he should be glorified in the way that people should see him wearing these clothes, and there should be a certain amount of awe around people surrounding him. Shehim tamidav ha'chakukim alibo uktepav, that all the students that are surrounding him will be impressed and will understand what Yirah is. Now I think that that's what the Rambam, when he talks about in Hilchos Deos about a Talmud Chacham, he talks about wearing clothes without stains on it. And the idea is that as opposed to a superficial way of looking at Judaism and saying it's all about being Domei L'malach Hashem Tzvakot, you don't eat anything, all you're doing is spiritual, comes the Torah. And we know, we're known as Mamlecha Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We all have to be a small little Kohen within ourselves. That Talmid Chacham is a little small Kohen. It's Dafka Fuch, when the Rambam talks about it, it's that you have to walk around, and you have to be able, when you're walking around with nice clothes, it's not just to show off that you have the proper fashion. But it's you going, number one, is the Kavod, that you're walking around and representing of Kvod Hashem. And number two, that people will see you and say, oh, this is what a Talmud Chacham is. This is a person who's a Ben Torah. This is a person who's got Midot. Because you walk around and how you carry around yourself. This is a very, very important lesson, specifically for Purim, as opposed to Hanukkah, where Hanukkah is much more lighting the candles and showing La'ir, the world, about God's miracles. A lot of Purim is about the true Simcha that you represent, about the physicality. There's a lot of physical things that are happening, about being able to be sameach that you're physically alive. It's not only about the spiritual. They wanted to kill us physically, which obviously is very much connected to what's going on ototo this coming week with in Congress, what Bibi is going to be talking about. You know, scary stuff, what's going on. The Iranians don't want to have a nuclear idea just to just to be a nice power and say, oh, those Jews, you know, we're going to kill those people who just look exactly like a Jew and dress it. They just want to kill all Jews. And therefore, that is the message now of Purim. To be able to know when you're working on your physical sense and how to eat and how to dress, we learn this concept of that it's not only about how well you learn and how well you daven. It's also true. But it's how you present yourself. Are you presenting yourself as an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Kavod? To be able to walk around and say, wow, that guy, Stroyer, he's a person who cares about the Ribono Shalom. He's a person that I look at it and I say, Ashreinu, that we have a Haber Kazeh. Ashreinu, that he's be able to say, wow, he knows how to give a Pula, he knows how to give a Chabura, he knows to have the proper Midos. As we enter into Shabbat Zachor, That's the antithesis of a Malik who didn't, everything was just by chance of walking with Hashem. But we're going to be walking with Hashem both in the Shamayim, where we're learning Torah like we did the last 2 weeks of Kinyan Dalet Amos, but also in the physical, in the mundane, being Mutzav Arza. We should all have an amazing Shabbos together, Shabbos Zachar, going up to Beit Shan B'yachad.